the bank for them.
The Anakin Bank?
Yeah.
Ooh. So, the Anakin Bank is... Do you know where? You know where I think he is?
Where?
I think he's in the living room, isn't it?
Yeah!
Okay, Harvey. Is it Cohen?
Yeah, I just started it now.
Do you know, it's in the living room, Maddie. Alrighty, come on over here. I don't think that Ryan has actually seen that.
No, what is that?
It's a flower.
Do you want to show him? But you know what? How do you think Ryan's going to feel when you show him the other side?
Yeah.
Okay, show him. Uh-oh. Okay, now what about that side? Who's on that side?
Anakin.
Oh my goodness, who's that?
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader. Oh no.
Where's the pen?
You put it in? Oh, well, why don't you get a penny then? If you want to get the penny. If you want to do these little games on here then. Then we need a coin, okay?
Where's the coin? Is there a coin in this little pile?
Well, a coin is any of those things. So a coin could be the penny, it could be the nickel. The coin is the name for all the different ones. So you could pick anyone. Pick any, you know, penny or nickel or dime, anything you want. You want to use that one? Okay. This is what it says you got to do, okay? It says, help Winnie the Pooh find his favorite treat. So you got to scratch these off and see what letters are there. Is this working? Oh, yeah. Do you know what letter that is?
One.
That's a Y.
One.
This one, you know this one, I bet. Oh, what's this one?
What?
Do you know what that is?
No.
That's an E. How about that guy?
The O.
Yeah. How about that guy?
O.
Yeah. How about that guy?
Alphabet.
It's almost like an M, but he's only got one mountain. Okay, what's he called?
I don't know.
Well, it says, generally you're supposed to decide what these letters are, and it spells H-O-N-E-Y, honey.
Honey.
Okay, now it says, here we gotta scratch off the gold boxes. If you find three spots, then you win. So you gotta scratch these off and see. Do we see any spots? How many spots is that?
One. Two. Three.
We won. Cool. You wanna do this one? This you gotta scratch off and get the swords. Do we wanna do that one?
I wanna do it.
What do you think about swords?
They're mean.
How come they're mean?
Because they're mean.
What could they do to people that would be mean?
Because
they could hurt people. So I don't want to do the sword one. I think that one's too scary. What do you think about that?
I want to do it.
Oh, you want to do it. So you want to scratch them up or you want me to do it?
I want to do it.
Okay, is this the sword here? I think it looks. It's a sword, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, how about this one? Nothing? Nothing?
A sword!
A sword! We found another one.
A sword!
A sword. And how about here? Nothing, right? That's nothing? I don't think that's one. No, that's not one. How about this one?
No.
Look at how many swords we found. This is a scary one. Okay. That's a lot of swords. It looks like we won, though, because you need to get three in a row. So here's one, two, three. Three in a row. Okay.
Now let's do.
What else is it? We got to just, can you help Sully open the door that takes him to visit his friend Boo? If you discover three doorknobs, then we get Monsters, Inc. book for free. Okay. So we want to do this one? Which one should I choose first? Oh, you want me to do the coconut one first? Or you want to do Monsters, Inc.?
First, I want to do the coconut one.
First, you want to do the coconut ones? Okay, now we're looking for 3 coconuts. Is that one?
Yeah.
Coconut?
Let me try one.
You want to try it? Okay, go ahead. You try to scratch it off. Go ahead. Oh, yeah, that's good. You found some. Good job. There's one there and one there. How about this box? Is there one there? How about this guy? We didn't really give him the top guy. What do you think about that one?
That's nothing.
That's nothing. No. Okay, you want to do the Monsters, Inc. now?
Yeah, you do it.
Oh, okay. But you did a really good job of scratching. Here, is this like this? Scratch, scratch, scratch.
I'm gonna do it.
Okay, doorknob. Oh, I found 2 already. And another one. Oh, no. It says if we find 3, we get it for free. How many did we find?
3.
1, 2, 3. You know, this is kind of funny. This says, this is for the Zevin Burton family. Is that our name? Zevin Burton?
No.
What's our name?
Zevin Burton.
Yeah. Isn't that silly? So they did not spell it right. They wrote Zevin Burton. And we say Zevin
Burton.
Yeah, they got a T instead of a G. We have a G. Should we do this one?
Yeah.
Okay. We gotta find the word, the letters. We gotta find a T. We found a T. Here's an R. Do you remember what this one's called? What's this letter called?
M.
Mm-hmm. Good. How about this guy?
Oh.
Yeah, we did it. So the last one we gotta do is Bambi. It says if the word buck appears, then you get the book. Buck. What's this one say? Luck? Is luck the same as buck?
No.
No. How about this one? Duck? That's not right either. Oh, we don't get that book. We did not win that one. Luck and duck. But we're supposed to find buck. So that's not the same. Do you want to keep these? Do you want to cut them out or do you want to throw them away?
I'll get these.
You want to? You actually, aren't you supposed to do it though?
What?
Rip! I know how you like to do that sometimes.
I'm going to do it because it's hard, because it's not strong.
Because it's not strong? No. Okay. Mm-hmm. How about I'll start, and then you do the rest. There you go. So you know how Dr. Weiss listens to our tape? Do you want to tell Dr. Weiss about your new tortoise?
Dr. Weiss.
Dr. Weiss. Well, tell them about your new tortoise. What's the tortoise's name?
Sesame.
Sesame. Sesame. Okay. Yeah. So what does Sesame do?
Oh.
Where'd you get Sesame at?
Where?
I don't know.
What kind of store?
A pet store.
Mm-hmm.
What did they have at that pet store?
Can I do it for me?
Can I do it for you? Sure. What other animals did they have there? At the pet
a pet store, because it's not money to have stores. That's why I flipped it over.
Oh, you flipped it over because you didn't want to have the sword. Because it's not real nice to have the sword, right? Yeah.
Can I do these things?
Sure. So we got Sesame at the pet store, and you wouldn't believe it, Ryan. Sometimes, what do we have? What does Sesame do? He comes out of his cage, and then what does he do?
What?
What does Sesame do when he's not in his cage?
A walk. Forget.
Forget? When he walks around the house? Doesn't he like, where did he, this was so funny. Do you remember where did he go? Where did Sesame,
corner.
In the corner. But where did he go inside there?
In the garage.
What was he doing in there?
I don't know
either.
It was silly though, wasn't it? He was crawling around in the garage. He went in there all by himself. That's very funny. So just trying to think about what else have we been doing. We've been playing with Sesame since we saw Ryan. What's the movie you've been watching all the time? Do you remember? What's the movie we've been watching almost every day? I don't think it's actually on here.
What?
The movie that we saw isn't in one of these books. It's not in it.
What is it?
What's the movie that we've been watching every day? I'll give you a hint. Beauty and the... Okay. So what happens to that beast in the movie? Do you remember?
What? I forget.
Let's see. Well, the beast, is he... Was he always a beast, or did he used to be something else?
He used to be something else.
What did he used to be?
A prince.
Mm-hmm. So, in the movie, the prince turns into the beast, and then who comes to his house? Remember Belle's daddy went to go to see him at the house? And then when the beast says, "You are not welcome here." You remember that? And what does he do with Belle's daddy? Where does he put him?
Where?
You were so silly. You watch this movie like every day. You don't remember, huh? Where did he put that older man? In the... Well, we'll talk about something else. You don't seem to want to talk about that. In the dungeon. But what is... I'll just ask you one more. What does Belle have to do in order for him to become a prince again?
Give him a kiss.
Give him a kiss. And does he do that?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Yes. He's just a new one. We've been also working on new puzzles we got. What were the new puzzles of? Do you remember?
What?
Here, I'll give you a hint.
Sally?
Sally puzzle? No. Remember, there's a meat eater and a couple of plant eaters.
A meat eater.
Right, meat eating what? What kind of animal is it?
A meat eating dinosaur.
Yeah, right. Whoa, a dinosaur.
Let's pretend that you're a new baby and that we do not know how to do this yet, okay? Do you know how to do this? Oh, what a new baby. Oh, you do know how to do it. Oh, that didn't open. I'll pretend that I'm a new baby and I don't know how to do it. Gaga? Gaga, what do I do? The new baby would just know how to do it, huh? What if you had to tell the new baby how to do it? What if the new baby said, "Mama, how do I do this? Mama." What would you tell the new baby? You would not tell the new baby, you would just show the new baby, probably, right? Well, let's think about what you want to play with. You think kind of quiet. Should we pretend that we're at the store?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I like that game.
I like this one, too.
Can I go shopping again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So Ryan's going to shop first. Are you going to ring him up?
I think I want to buy this.
Yeah, I can just buy it.
Can I open them for you? There. You have quite a bit of money in there. How'd you get all this money? Cool. Is that for Ryan to use?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So he has to pay for the ball, right? So you have to give this to Ryan so that he can pay.
Okay, I want one of these, please. How much is it?
It's 5 cents.
5 cents? Okay. Is that enough?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Then can he take his ball?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
How about, does he get any money back?
All right. I have money to go shopping for some more stuff now. What should I buy? What do you think is good to buy over here? Maybe this? Who is that guy?
SpongeBob.
SpongeBob? Now, see, I don't know who SpongeBob is. What does he do?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Do you remember where he is?
Pineapple.
He lives in a pineapple? Does he eat pineapple too?
No.
No, just lives in there?
Yeah, he lives in the pineapple, that's true. Does he live on a mountain?
He lives in a pineapple.
He lives in a pineapple? But where is the pineapple?
Under the sea.
So he lives under the sea in a pineapple.
That is silly, but true.
Now I have a question for you. What's coming up that is kind of like a holiday? You gotta dress up. Do you know?
Halloween.
Halloween? Yep. Are you gonna dress up?
Yeah.
Yeah? What are you gonna be?
Fireman.
A fireman? Oh boy. Do you have a costume? Yeah?
I have a costume now.
Do we?
Mm-hmm. You do have a costume now. How do we get your costume?
We ordered it.
Where did we order it from?
We ordered it on the computer.
Mm. Okay.
How did you dress up last year for Halloween?
How?
You don't remember who you were for Halloween last year?
No.
I'll give you a hint. It was somebody red.
What?
Somebody red that is from Sesame Street.
What? Elmo.
Elmo. Okay.
Elmo last year.
Remember the last time I was here, you dressed up as something?
What?
Do you remember that?
What?
I don't know. Something with, was it? Did we use toilet paper, maybe?
And I wrapped you up? What were you pretending to be?
A mummy.
Oh, that was so funny.
That was funny. So, for Halloween, do you remember, what do people do on Halloween?
We get candy.
Oh, yummy.
Okay, how do we get the candy? Do we take it from the store?
No, we go to the people's houses.
Mm. Mm-hmm. We go to the people's houses. And what do we say? Do you remember that part? What do you say when you knock on their door? I don't know if you remember that.
Trick or treat.
You know you remember that. Hmm. Well, I'm going to pretend that I'm going to come. And I'm going to knock on your door. And then we'll see if you give me any candy. Okay, knock, knock, knock. Trick or treat. Is this my candy?
Yeah.
Oh, but let's pretend I say, do you happen to have any gum?
Here's some, last gum.
Oh, thank you. That is so nice. So then I would say, thank you. So, yes, Halloween, so we're going to go trick-or-treating, and we're going to get candy, you're going to dress up in your costume. What else do people do on Halloween? Do you remember, what do people do with their pumpkins on Halloween?
They carve them. Yeah.
What do they carve them into?
Do you know what they're called when they're carved?
What?
I don't know if we ever talk about it. Jack-o'-lanterns.
Jack-o'-lantern.
Have you heard of that before? No. Now last year we decided, remember we had to decide what kind of pumpkin face we wanted to make? Remember we said, do we want to make a sad one, or a scary one, or a mean one? Do you remember what kind we had last night, or last year?
What?
You said, I want a sad one. So we made a sad one. What do you think? How are we going to do it this year? A scary one. Whoa. That's going to be fun. We had a bunch of pumpkins outside, but now they're gone. Or are they in the front?
In the front.
Yeah. Just a decoration in the front. So, what should we do with all that money? What could we buy with all that money you got?
What do you want to buy?
I think I want to buy SpongeBob.
He's got his money.
How much is it?
It's 2 cents.
2 cents? I don't know if I have enough money. Well, will that work?
Did he get any change back? Yeah.
All right. Hey, thank you.
Cool. So now we got SpongeBob. Do you think Ryan's really going to take those home for real?
No.
No? Okay.
Where do you think he would keep SpongeBob if he took them home?
Just for decoration.
Just for decoration. That's true.
No, I see you have something new on your arm today.
The watch.
Oh, it is? What's a watch? What do you do with that?
You turn it.
Oh.
Just pops out. Just pops out. It's
getting funny. Well, so what time is it, Boo? I want to
see. You want me to just see? All right. I got about 5 to 5. Is that right? Yeah, it's about 5 to 5.
That's not right.
Oh, it is right, I think, actually.
5 to 5.
5 to 5, yeah. So it is, it's a cool watch. Sometimes we've been starting to learn how to tell time on it. So it's hard. Remember, Maddie, do you remember what it is when the big hand is under 12? What did we say? 5?
5.
5, 5:09. 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. Then it'll be 5 o'clock in a little bit. Is that one still popping out?
No.
How come that won't pop out anymore?
Hey, I can't pop it back up.
I don't know. That's what I was wondering. Why do you think that won't pop out anymore?
Well, we just get stuff in there. Get stuff in there. Mm-hmm. And then it pops back up.
And then is it going to fix it? Is it going to make it kind of pop back up by being in there? I have something to show you. You can stay right here. I'll show you what we got in the mail today. That was interesting.
What?
Well, we got the card for the Science Museum. We have our membership cards. Look at this. Isn't that totally cool? Look at this. What is this that you can put on your car?
A dinosaur.
A dinosaur sticker. You know what? You can have that. Where would you want to put that?
We'll have you just take it out.
Well, you just stick it. See, it comes off. And you can stick it on a window or on your car or something.
It's not working on your window.
You might have to turn it the other way. Yeah.
Now it's
lighting. Oh, is it cool?
Yeah.
Now it says that we're members. Pretty neat, huh? That means that we can go all the time to the museum. What's at the museum?
Lions.
Lions? I don't know.
Where do we see the lions?
Yeah, where do we see the lions?
Lions.
Yeah, where do we see those?
The zoo.
Yeah, the zoo.
What other kinds of animals do they have at the zoo?
Zebra.
Zebra. What does a zebra look like?
It has stripes.
Oh, yeah? What color stripes?
Brown.
Brown?
Mm-hmm. Actually, it's true.
Yep.
And they look black, but they're actually brown.
What other kind of... What animal does a zebra look like? What other kind of an animal?
A
kind of like... No? I don't know if they would have these at the zoo or not. Kind of like a horse.
Yeah, if you look at zebras, they kind of look like horses just with stripes. We'll have to show you sometime. It kind of looks the same. What did you and Daddy see at the zoo last time you went? Did you see something different that you had never seen before at that zoo?
What?
What's the one that's called?
Oh, an alligator? Whoa, boy. They're kind of scary, don't you think?
But he was in a cage.
Oh, he was in a cage? Oh. What was he doing in this cage?
He just swam.
Just swam.
And then sometimes he gets out.
Oh. Oh, yeah? Guess what? My grandpa had a pet alligator. A little one. Yeah?
That's kind of silly. Does Grandpa Zevenbergen have a pet alligator?
No.
How about Grandpa Dale?
No.
No. That is a funny idea. I wonder where did your grandpa live that he had one?
Right in town. He had a pet skunk too once.
Oh.
He had pet deer. Mm. Horses.
Wow. All kinds of stuff. That's kind of interesting.
And how about a chair?
A pet chair? That could be your pet chair. So that you guys went to the zoo with Daddy. I'm trying to think of what else we've been doing. Did we go see Daddy's float the other day?
Yeah.
What you doing?
Moving this because I want to stand on my chair.
Because you want to stand on your chair? Where do you want to stand on your chair too?
Right here.
Oh, what do you want to do? You want to get something from there, from up there?
Yeah.
What are you going to get down? What's that?
Bubble maker.
Bubble maker? Yeah.
Let me try to get that baby down.
You want to try to get the baby down? Let me see. Where is the baby?
His leg.
See his leg? Oh, yes, I see his leg. Here. Here's your baby.
Let's see where mine. Ah.
Pretend that this is the crib?
That
can't fit in there. How about we can make this a crib and then you could grab a blanket? What do you think of that?
And on my chair. Everywhere I can reach it.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. So what does your baby do?
He cries.
He cries. What else did he do?
Now I'm going to
Oh, that's nice. You're going to give him a toy? Whoa. What if the baby was scared? Let's see. How do you do this?
Push this little part.
Oh, my. Push that little part. That makes a funny noise. Whoa. The baby would say, does the baby like that toy?
Yeah. Now he's falling
asleep. Hello, baby. Oh, that was nice.
This is so funny. Little baby pushed it.
He did? You taught him how to do it?
Yeah.
The little baby pushed it? Mm-hmm.
Now he's inside. He can't do it.
Is it hard for him to push it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he just needs practice. Oh, he did it now. He showed him how to do it. All Oh, that's nice, Maddie. She told me, yeah, show him a different one. Maybe he'd like to play with a different toy. Oh, yeah. We were talking about that one.
It's very big.
It's very big. Well, how would you tell that baby how to do that? What if the baby thought all those were real and she got scared? What would you tell her if she was scared and she thought they were real?
They're not real.
Oh, this is pretend. She did not need to be scared. Hey, is your baby a boy or a girl?
A boy.
What's the baby boy?